Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 52, verse 3. For this is what the Lord says, "You were sold for nothing, and without money you will be redeemed." Redeemed by the blood of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sarah helped her family lug all sorts of unwanted furniture, household items, and clothes out to the garage to sell at their family garage sale that Saturday. Among the items hauled out was a doll that Sarah considered herself too old to play with anymore. She hoped that she could sell the doll and use the money toward the phone she had her eyes on. During the garage sale, a handful of people looked at the doll she had for sale. However, after seeing the price, everyone passed on buying it. Disappointed, she asked her mom why no one bought her doll. Her mom responded, "While that doll may have been worth that price when it was brand new, it is now slightly worn and well used. You'll have to lower the price if you want to sell it. Things are only worth as much as people are willing to pay for them." Things are only worth as much as people are willing to pay for them. How much are you worth? God's Word tells us our worth and how much someone was willing to pay for us. In our Bible passage today, we heard the word redeemed. The word redeem means to buy back. This is a beautiful word that describes exactly what God did for us. Because of our sinfulness, we were like slaves to sin. On our own, we were helpless to be free. We were destined to be enslaved forever. Then along came Jesus. Jesus loved us so much that he bought us back from our slavery. However, Jesus didn't buy us with money. No, we are so valuable to Jesus that he paid the full price with his life. On the cross, Jesus suffered the punishment of hell that we deserved. On that day, Jesus declared how much you are worth to him. You're priceless. Through faith in Jesus, our sins are fully forgiven. We have been redeemed, set free from sin and death. This is why we are able to eagerly look forward to Jesus' return on Judgment Day. He has already redeemed and forgiven us by his blood. That day will be a joyous reunion with him. On that day, Jesus will bring us to be with him in our eternal home of heaven. We bow our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for redeeming us from our slavery to sin. Thank you for suffering the punishment for our sins that we deserve and giving your life to save us. Help us to find comfort every day in knowing that we are your dearly loved children and to eagerly look forward to the day you bring us home to heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.